So yesterday we were looking in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 at that verse that is so familiar to us because we've all read it so many times. It is a great verse. There's power that's there. And we looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. In the King James it says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." Great verse. We love that verse. That's been life. It's been that's a verse that has, for many of us, time and again, been a verse of comfort, a source of encouragement, and certainly words we could stand on to see deliverance from things that were tempting us. Now, I said yesterday that the temptation can be, you know, many things. It can be temptation to do things, to sin, to do things that are contrary to the Word of God. But it can also be a temptation to not believe. Temptation can also be the temptation which the world brings us to not believe, to not operate in faith. And as I said yesterday, the two things that kept the Israelites in the wilderness, and those Israelites who left Egypt and left the bondage of Egypt, aside from Joshua and Caleb, none of them, not one of them, who left Egypt, actually entered into the promised land because of their disobedience and their lack of faith. Because they did not believe and they disobeyed. So it's important for us to believe. We have to believe. God moves. Jesus moves through our faith, through our believing, trusting, relying upon Him. He moves through our faith. And so one of the temptations that comes to us every day is the temptation to not believe God for whatever it is that you have need of today. The temptation is, well, you know, I believe for things in the past, I didn't see it. The temptation is to not believe for this. Well, I'll pray, but I'm not really expecting a whole lot. That's a temptation. And this is one of the things that He will give us the strength to rise above that. He will give us the strength. That's common to man. But God is faithful. And He will provide the way out, the means of escape for us. So that's what we looked at yesterday. And then we also read this, and I closed by reading that same verse. That's a powerful verse. But I read it in the Amplified Bible, because in the Amplified Bible, the Amplified again goes back to the original, in this case the Greek, and it finds the words that are there. So the words that we read in the King James or whatever other version you're reading, sometimes in the Greek or sometimes from one language, well, oftentimes from one language to to another language. When you try to make a translation, many of the words don't have a word-for-word translation. In other words, there's not always a word in English that is a direct correlation or expresses the exact same meaning of the Greek word. The Greek word has, you know, a little variation to it. It has different meanings, different implications. And so to fully understand that word and all that word in the Greek implies, one word is oftentimes not sufficient to do that. You lose some of the subtleties, or you lose some of the other things, the additional things that are imperative to understand in knowing what that word is trying to say and speak to you and I. So it takes more words. Sometimes it even takes a phrase. And that's what the Amplified Bible does. It goes back to that original word in the Greek, or if in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew. In this case, in 1 Corinthians, it goes back to the original Greek. And it's going to take that word from the Greek. And some of those words that there's not a word-for-word translation for it, it will take that word and it will give you multiple words or a phrase that gives you the full expression or the full understanding of what is being said. So we can truly understand the full intent and the full purpose and the full power behind those words. So with that explanation now, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. It's that verse that we love so much, but now let's read that in the Amplified Bible, because a lot of verses in the Amplified Bible will add, you know, a couple words. Some will just be straight word for word. It's the same. You can read from the King James right to the Amplified, and it's exactly the same. Others may add a couple words here or there, or maybe a phrase here and there. Verse number 13 is one of those verses. It is really long, what they said. So I'm going to read it to you in the King James again, and then I want you to hear it in the Amplified Bible. And I want you to think about the words, and we'll look at those words. I want you to think about the words and the meaning and the phrases that are added or that are pulled out from the Amplified to give you a better understanding of what's said. So here's the King James. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will, with a temptation, also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. That's good news. That's encouraging. It's a good verse. Now let's hear that same verse from the Amplified Bible. For no temptation, no trial, regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold of you. That is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance, and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience, and such as a man can bear. But God is faithful to his word and his compassionate nature, and he can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and assayed beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. But with temptation, he will always also provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place, that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently. Man, I love 1 Corinthians 10:13. I love it if I read it in the King James. I love reading it in the New King James. It reads great in the New American Standard Bible. I love reading that verse. But man, when you read that verse in the Amplified Bible, you really get an emotional feel for exactly what God is speaking to you through Paul and his letter to the Church of Corinth. You can feel the emotion that is there and the power and the depth of what's being said. And you can see the depth of how far God has gone to make sure that you know, no matter what you face, no matter what the temptation, no matter what the trial is that you're going through, man, you really get a sense that God, the depth that God has gone to make sure you know, he's saying, I'm there for you. I'm not going to let you be overwhelmed. I know you well, son, daughter. I know you. I know. I will be there. I will provide a means. Before you are overtaken by it, long before, I'm going to provide a means of escape for you. You can trust me. I will provide that means of escape, and I provide a means of escape so that you land well in your deliverance. That you are capable in me and strong to be able to escape and bear up under whatever that trial or temptation is patiently. God's not saying that we're not going to face trials. He's saying, you know, in life there's going to be temptations. We live in a fallen world. There's an enemy of your soul who wants you to, he wants you to be destroyed. Ultimately, that's his goal. He wants to destroy you. And how he does that is day by day, picking away at those little things that weaken you, cause you to be weak. Because if he can weaken you, he can eventually destroy you. That's what he's trying to do. And yet God is here saying, there is no temptation. There's no trial in life. You're going to have those trials. They're going to be there. But you will rise up above them. They will not bring you down because I am with you. And I've provided the means of escape. That's a great encouragement for us. No matter what you're facing today. And if you're tempted to do something contrary to the word, if you're tempted to not believe the word or the promises, if you're tempted to yield to the trial, God is saying, son, daughter, I see it. I know. Look, I understand there's trials and temptations. But you know what the great thing is? Jesus himself, when he was in this flesh, faced those same trials. And he faced the same temptations that you face. And he stood victorious as a man, so that you could also, through him and through his victory over the flesh, that in his victory over the flesh, you could have victory, his victory in your flesh as well. What are you facing today? And what is it that feels overwhelming? What is it that feels like you're not going to be able to make it? God is saying there's no temptation, there's no trial. You know, there are trials in life, and the whole purpose of the trials, why is this world a fallen world? It's because of sin. And here's what Satan's trying to do. Ultimately, he wants to destroy you. That's his goal. Now, if he can tempt you into making bad choices that lead you away from the Lord and lead you to destruction, it's a step-by-step process. But it's not just the temptations, it's also the trials. Trials that are intended to entice you to sin. You know, he's going to bring trials into your life, hoping that because of those trials, you'll become frustrated and take a shortcut, give up, yield. You'll be tempted to sin. And again, part of that sin is the temptation, or part of that temptation to sin is the temptation to not believe, not have faith in, not put your trust and reliance and faith in Jesus Christ. That's part of the temptation. And that's why we wind up sometimes having things that come against us that we just cannot seem to get deliverance over. Because the temptation is to believe, well, I've prayed and I haven't seen it so far, so why would I expect anything different? Where on the contrary, we should be saying, look, I prayed. I don't know why it's not working, but I know this. Jesus is faithful. His word is true. I don't know why it's not working, but I know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word is true. So I'm going to keep on believing and keep on standing, and I will walk into that victory. God says no matter what the temptation or the trial is that's trying to entice you to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, hey, what are you facing today? It doesn't matter where it came from, and it also doesn't matter where it leads. None of that matters. Whatever temptation or trial has overtaken you and laid hold of you, it's not uncommon to man. In other words, it might feel like, oh, no one else has ever had to endure this. Hey, listen, everyone's had to endure something like it, but that doesn't even matter. Because what it does mean is, it's not uncommon to man. Jesus was a man. Jesus was flesh. He had the victory. And so because he had the victory, you have the victory in him. These are part of the promises that we see spoken and shared here. Let me just go a little bit further in that. It's not beyond human resistance. That's not adjusted, adapted, and belonging to the human experience. And as such, as a man can bear. Because Jesus bore it, you can also. So what are you facing today? What is that temptation or what is that trial? What is that which is causing you to doubt, to be uncertain? What is it that maybe has lingered in your life and you've not been able to see the victory? And so the temptation is to say, you know what, this is just the way it's going to be. I have to remain in that. What is it that's tempting you away from faith, away from believing, away from Christ? Read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. And if you have an Amplified Bible, if not, go online, look it up. Read it in the Amplified Bible and look at it word for word and phrase for phrase and see the power, see the dynamics, see the passion that God has for you. Hear and feel the passion through the words that God spoke through Paul to you today, because he loves you and he has provided the means of escape. And he wants you to know. He wants you to know of his love, his faithfulness, and the means of escape he has provided for you. The deliverance he has provided for you from whatever it is, no matter what it is, no matter where it's leading to, he's already seen it and provided the victory for you. It's already done. Already done. He wants you to trust and believe, and he will bring you to that landing spot, that safe landing spot of deliverance, as only he can. Can't do it yourself. No one else is going to be able to do it for you. Only he can. Jesus, we thank you and praise you for your faithfulness and your love. We praise you, Jesus. We do trust you. And we look to you in those matters of temptations and trials. And we put our trust, our hope, our faith, our confidence in you, in your word and in your love, that you will deliver us, provide that means of escape, and deliver us to a safe landing place in you. We love you and thank you. We thank you even before we see it done. We say thank you, Jesus. You be glorified. Amen.